Shkoyach. Good morning, all. A number of years ago, a great controversy broke out in Yeshiva University because of the fact that, there's many controversies in Yeshiva University, but just the one of the specific season was a number of years ago when there was a question of if they should change the curriculum for the people who are in smicha, the people who want to be future rabbanim, because there is a specific area of halacha that is no longer as relevant for the regular layperson nowadays, and that is hilchos malicha, salting meat. Back in the day, every single community rabbi needed to be involved in salting of the meat, but nowadays is that we know that meat just grows in the little bins in the stores. But back in the day, it used to actually come from animals, and you had to be involved in knowing how to salt the meat, and so we're not going to spend many days in it, but it is an entire siman on Shulchan Aruch, and so we'll just go over the basics to make sure that everyone knows a little bit about Hilchos Malicha of salting the meat. So there is a prohibition to eat the blood of the animal, and so as a result, after the animal is shechted, we have an obligation to draw out as much blood as humanly possible so that we are not consuming any blood while we enjoy our chicken or our meat or whatever it might be. And so as a result, Chazal tell us that the way that one must treat meat after it is shechted is that you have to salt it. But before you salt it, you have to soak it. So basically the process is pretty simple. You take the slab of meat, you take the whole cow, whatever it is, you put it inside of a basin to soak it in water. That is usually around a 24-hour process in an ideal world. After that, then you salt it. You put salt over the entire body of the animal, and then after a period of time that the salt is able to draw out some of the blood, you then rinse it off and you do that whole process three times. And when you get to the conclusion of three times doing this, then what will end up happening is that most of the salt will be drawn out so that you can safely eat your meat and not be concerned that you are going to consume any of the blood. And then, so the big question is nowadays, you know, when you buy your chicken or whatever it might be, sometimes you have like some of that red juice that comes out. So is that blood? So the answer is no, that's not blood at all. That's some juices and other stuff, but we understand halakhically it's not considered blood because of the fact that every piece of meat is treated through this process. And so anyways, now that you know it, meat does not grow on trees, but actually it comes from an animal, and then you have to take the blood out. So everyone should just be aware that this is a specific area of halakha, even though it's not as relevant, again, for the layperson nowadays. We conclude with the rabbi's